Kumukahua is a downtown Honolulu theater with a long-standing commitment to the community at large, and as such, it has found a way to coexist with the growing homeless population around its Merchant Street facility. It can be a challenge, especially as the downtown numbers grow, but as Kumukahua Managing Director Donna Blanchard told us the other day, a community arts organization has a special obligation.
Because of our proximity to Chinatown, we have the a certain amount of influx that we get at the theater here, and we've had occasions to have to ask people to leave because we're having a reception or we're getting ready for a show. Most of the homeless people, it's sort of a neighborhood of homeless people, and most of them understand what's going on here, and they are respectful of our timeline. We do, right here in front of the theater, we'll go weeks without seeing anyone, but when we come in the morning, there's a pile of cardboard that we need to clean up and move. We have had some people come here who are newer to the neighborhood and don't know who we are, and those are the ones that we'll have to ask them to move. I've come by the theater late at night and found people. I've had to ask them to move just so I could get into the door at the theater. And we also have, this is a little more funny, I guess, if a story about homeless people can be. There's a woman who very often sleeps in a doorway on the opposite side of our building, of our main entrance, and very often actors have to run around to enter from a door on that side to make specific entrances on our stage. And there's a very nice woman who sleeps back there sometimes, and just have to ask her to move. She's respectful. She doesn't come into the building, but she likes that doorway.
But the story you're telling me, Donna, is a whole story of kind of you want to be in a neighborhood. You want to be in Chinatown, but kind of there's a need to coexist with other communities in that neighborhood, right?
Right. These are people who live here just the same as we work here. This is their neighborhood.
That's difficult for a lot of people in society at large to accept, but that's kind of the conclusion you folks have come to?
Yeah, we have, on our property, we are obligated, because we're in a state-run building, we are obligated to call the sheriff and let them know when we see people here, and they come and they are always very polite about asking people to leave. So we do let them know when that's the case. But you know, they come right back, and they're here when we're not in the building. And we've never had any problems from these people. Now, that homeless population is different than occasionally we will have someone come by the theater who is clearly has something going on, either mentally or there are drugs in their system, and they can be unruly. That's something completely different. That's not what we experience on a day-to-day basis.
And one of the things that you're pointing out, Donna, is that the term homeless is not a monolithic one, that it's very hard to apply that to everyone, because you referred to your the ones that you see regularly as a kind of a neighborhood unto themselves, yeah?
Right. Yeah, and they're not terribly social. I don't usually see these people chatting with each other, but they're members of society. You know, they're polite. They can respond. You know, if I say, you know, if you stay here, I have to call the sheriff. Every now and then we see people who are still here in the morning. And I let them know I'm going to have to call the sheriff. And usually they'll just go off on their own. I have no idea where they go.
Sheriff as opposed to HPD because of the state affiliation?
Yes. Yeah.
So that becomes a sheriff's kuleana. But at the same time, it has to have changed kind of the way your day-to-day operations feel, making that part of that's part of your daily responsibility then.
Yeah, we are. You know, this was something very new to me when I moved here. I came from the Chicago area, and the population is just not the same. There is a homeless population there, but it's just not the same. There, you know, you don't see a host culture there. You don't see Potawatomi Indians saying, I have as much right to this land as you do. Mm-hmm. There. Here, there are people who, I believe, feel that, and for whatever reasons, they are without a roof over their head right now. There is, I feel, and I think that I've been taught to feel since I've been here, that it's logical to have a certain amount of respect for those people.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very different kind of a take on the whole situation. At once being without a place to live and yet having a sense of proprietorship almost, yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's just it's an ongoing sort of awkward position to be in. And for a theater, you know, in the arts, you're inclined toward compassionate solutions by nature as artists, right?
Well, yeah. I think that's one of the beautiful things about art. Theater in particular is I've played roles that are people who do and say things I would never do and say. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't dream of doing and saying those things personally, me, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps you to understand what might be going on in someone else's head and to really think about taking a walk in someone else's shoes. We have a neighborhood of people here who walk their dogs in the little park beside our theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people from Harbor Court here ask if we will stay on the ball and make sure that we're calling the sheriff whenever we see people there, because they don't want to bring their dog here for a walk at 11 o'clock at night and have to worry whether or not the person who's sleeping on our lanai is just houseless or is someone with a drug problem.
And you're seeing a real distinction in those populations.
We do, and it becomes more and more apparent, I think, the longer that I'm here. You can tell as soon as you look someone and they look back at you, whether or not they're really in there or there's a veil of drugs in between you and them.
Donna Blanchard is the managing director of Kumukahua Theater.